Happy birthday, KCHA. We're celebrating KCHA's 50 years on the air all this week. I'm David McCartney.
And it's the wishbone formation once again. And Meade's going to give it to Gilder, the blast player right side. Gilder still on his feet. He's down to just inside the one-yard line. I thought he almost was in for a second.
KCHA's Mike Lyman calling the play-by-play of a Charles City High School football game in 1993. Mike joined KCHA in 1971, starting with high school sports play-by-play only 3 weeks after KCHA-FM premiered in September of 71.
What drew me to play-by-play is I actually had a cousin who was a play-by-play radio announcer at that time, and he occasionally used to take me to some of the ball games with me, and I'd get to sit up in the booth, and he'd give me a headset so I could listen in while he was doing the play-by-play. And, you know, as a youngster, I just really thought that was the coolest thing in the world, and I really wanted to do that. So, needless to say, when Vern offered me the opportunity to do it, I jumped at it.
Third down and goal from inside the one-yard line for the Comets. The other went blast left, blast right, and they picked up most of it. Gilder again, and he's in for the touchdown. Todd Gilder from a yard out. Scores a touchdown, and the Comets are on the board, 6-0. Mike, and absolutely.
The sponsors were very responsive to it. They were excited that KCHA was expanding into the nighttime hours, and it was just something progressive for the community of Charles City.
Mike became known as the voice of the Comets, broadcasting area high school basketball and football games, and wrestling matches, too. In February of 1986, KCHA scored a first in Iowa sports broadcasting.
For years, KCHA had gone down to the state wrestling tournament, and we always had reports on how the area wrestlers would do, but we never did anything live on the air. And Wendell and I talked about it, and we just thought it would really be cool. We had done some dual meet wrestling live on the air, and we thought, well, geez, why don't we just do the state tournament live on the air? And we started in 1986 by doing area wrestlers. KCHA was the first in the state to broadcast live matches from the Iowa State High School Athletic Department. I remember when I called him up about credentials and told him what we were going to do, and he kind of thought we were nuts. And now I think there's probably about 50 radio stations that are doing it. So KCHA was the pioneer there.
Mike Lyman, for nearly 15 years, the voice of the Comets on KCHA. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm David McCartney.